This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, July 28th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Thune says filibuster isn't going away. Trump defends trade policy to car makers and interstate meat shipments. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says if there's a path forward for passage of the Save America Act, he's all for it, but he doesn't see one. President Donald Trump is ratcheting up calls for Thune to get the election bill over the finish line, including ending the filibuster and or canceling the Senate's August recess to set to start August 7th. We're going to have some conversations with our folks in the next couple of days, Thune said yesterday on the recess question. If somebody can show me how we can get an outcome, how we can get a result, how we can get an answer to this, I'm all for it. But if we are going to be sitting here in endless quorum calls, I don't know if that's anybody's best interest. The South Dakota Republican stressed that he's a co-sponsor of the Save America Act, which would require documentary proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote and photo ID to cast ballots in federal elections. If the end game is we actually get an outcome or a result, we can stay here till Christmas, he said. The Democrats aren't voting for this, I'm just telling you, and Republicans are not getting rid of the legislative filibuster. Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania said Democrats, including him, were wrong during Joe Biden's presidency to push for an end of the filibuster, which effectively sets a 60-vote threshold in the Senate before final consideration of most legislation. The one thing that has stopped many unpopular policies since the beginning of 2025 isn't the Democrats, it's the filibuster, Fetterman said in a Washington Post op-ed. Just a week after he imposed a 50% tariff on automobiles from Canada, President Trump yesterday defended his trade policies while visiting a General Motors facility in Michigan. Trump has used tariffs as a tool to attempt to reshore U.S. manufacturing, including by imposing a 25% tariff on passenger vehicles and light trucks, in addition to a separate 25% on medium and heavy-duty trucks. The 25% tariffs established an exemption for importers who comply with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. However, the recently announced 50% tariff does not exempt USMCA goods. The trade deficit on automobiles was more than $300 billion annually. That means outside countries and companies were coming in and just robbing us blind, and it was causing tremendous problems for your jobs. But now that is changing because I placed historic tariffs on foreign producers and manufacturers, Trump said at GM. State-inspected meat processors in Georgia will now be able to ship their products to other states under an agreement signed with the Agriculture Department. Through a newly finalized cooperative interstate shipment agreement, the state-inspected establishments that comply with federal inspection requirements can send meat products out of state. Aside from Georgia, 10 other states currently have similar agreements. In a release yesterday, USDA Undersecretary for Food Safety, Mindy Brashear, said the announcement, quote, expands the market opportunity for Georgia's processors while ensuring that rigorous food safety standards are in place. Georgia's participation in the CIS program will support the local and regional economy, Brashear said. And other states with CIS agreements include Indiana, Iowa, Maine, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, Ohio, South Dakota, Vermont, and Wisconsin. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senators Lisa Blunt Rochester, a Democrat from Delaware, and Jim Justice, a Republican from West Virginia, along with House counterparts Jimmy Panetta of California and Randy Feenster of Iowa, introduced a bill aimed at protecting farmers against flood risks. The measure, dubbed the Farmers Lifeline Options to Overcoming Disasters Act, or FLOOD, would make the USDA's Emergency Watershed Program a covered program under the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. EWP authorizes the Agriculture Secretary to take emergency actions, including buying floodplain property if needed, to protect lives and property from flood, drought, and erosion in any watershed. The bill would allow for the voluntary purchase of floodplain easements in high-risk flood areas prior to a flood, according to the press release. Midwest Poultry Services has recalled nearly 1.6 million eggs linked to a salmonella outbreak, the Food and Drug Administration says. Laboratory, epidemiological, and traceback data from FDA's investigation show that the company's shell eggs are, quote, a likely source of illness in this outbreak, the agency said, but added that the producer, quote, does not account for all the illness in this outbreak. Additional investigation is going to determine if there are other sources of illness. 98 people from 17 states have been infected with the outbreak strain of salmonella. 40 of 44 ill persons, 91%, reported eating eggs before becoming ill based on available information. 26 people have been hospitalized. No deaths have been reported. Midwest Poultry Services recall involves white shell eggs and brown cage-free shell eggs produced and distributed from farms in Texas between June 6, 2026 and July 3, 2026, with sell-by or best-by dates between July 2026 and August 17, 2026. Midwest Poultry Services, quote, is not aware of any specific illnesses linked to this product, an FDA announcement says. Senate Democrats are expressing concerns about the reorganization of the USDA's Rural Development Mission, one of the department areas where employees are being asked to relocate. The mission area has already lost about 36% of its staff last year, with nearly a third of those who left having more than 20 years of USDA experience, the letter to Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden says. The reorganization plan for RD will result in even further cuts, with 60% of staff in the National Capital Region being required to relocate to St. Louis or Dallas. Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and 19 other senators signed on to the letter, which seeks answers to specific questions about the reorganization. The USDA's RD website says under the, quote, modernization effort, USDA RD will maintain a presence in the National Capital Region while relocating select NCR-based positions to St. Louis, Missouri, and Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. These locations will serve as operational hubs supporting loan and grant processing and program management. Here's today's final word. Some of my colleagues, including myself, have been frustrated when engaging with the minority. But that process isn't a bug. It's one of the best features of the Senate. We have a great democracy that's imperfect, but it requires working together. If we don't do that willingly, the filibuster will force us to. That's the way it should be. That's Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania on why the Senate filibuster must be preserved. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, July 28th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.